my car sounded that fast. But some Indy 500 notes and different things, some good, some bad. Let's talk about some good stuff. World-renowned opera singer and Indiana native Angela Brown will be performing God Bless America this year at the Indy 500. They just announced that yesterday. So it's so cool that they get local people to do that instead of bringing somebody out of nowhere. I think that's kind of cool. this is kind of not cool. If you didn't hear yesterday, this news was breaking. Indy 500 car driver Scott Dixon was robbed in a Taco Bell drive-thru hours after he won the pole position for this past weekend's Indianapolis 500 qualifying. Police say that Dixon, his wife Emma, and the former Indy 500 winner Dario Franchitti were robbed at gunpoint by two men on foot while they were sitting in the drive-thru lane. Turns out police actually arrested. They were young boys,
that is so 14
and 15.
Scary.
But who would have thought?
Yeah, that is wild.
God forbid. But what would you do in that situation? I don't think I could move. I wouldn't even be able to grab my wallet. I'd be like somebody's pointing a gun at you.
Totally. Well, if there's no one behind me, I'm probably backing up and driving away.
Do you think they were like in a regular car? Do you think they were in their Indy car?
I'm sure it was a regular car, but it's probably a nice car, so they knew that they had money. Like
they targeted it, kind of?
I'm sure they were driving something nice.
Oh, man. Then another story here. At least there's kind of a more positive story to it, an angle to it towards the end. Sebastian, and if I mess his name up, I apologize. Sebastian Bourdais provided an update on his health Monday after a crash hospitalized the racer on Saturday. Did you guys see this? Something happened with his suspension. He went right into the wall.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday, he said on his Twitter, "I'm not going to go for a run tomorrow, but I'm up. Thank you all for your support." He suffered multiple fractures to his pelvis and right hip when he crashed into a wall during his qualifying run for the Indy 500. He actually won the season opener IndyCar race this year in St. Petersburg, and he's held the top spot in the driver standings throughout the first three races. So it's kind of a bummer that he won't be competing in the Indy 500, but thank God he's okay, and he's at least able to get up and move after.
Totally.
I mean, can you imagine hitting a wall at 100, 200 miles per hour?
No, I can't believe he survived.
I'm in a fender bender. My neck still hurts from that. And these guys are just getting up, just trucking along. So kind of cool updates. Looking forward to it. We're going to be broadcasting live Thursday and Friday. I'm so excited, Alex. This is like our first time for a lot of stuff here. We're going to be in Glamp Town.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be so exciting. I think we get to drink when we're there, which is even cooler.